If you've ever cracked open a peach pit and found an almost an almond-shaped seed inside, you'll know what I'm getting at. As tough as my shell can get, delicate oils found within the lobes can be rancid fairly easily. If I'm bitter or lingeringly musty, then we'd best go our separate ways. If you're not going to eat me right away, put me in the fridge or even in the freezer in a well-sealed, airtight bag. If you pick my fruit early, before the pit has fully hardened, you can do rather unexpected things. In Britain, they pickle me, brining me whole in salt water and preserving me in brown sugar and spice syrup. With that, I become delicate and soft. You can slice clean through me and see the seed, the proto-shell, and the rim of the flesh. But what's really fascinating is the color of a pickled walnut, black. That's because my clear, milky juice turns dark when it's exposed to air. Young walnut fruits provide that same inky color to Nocio, the Italian after-dinner drink made by macerating me in high-proof liquor with sugar and spices. In ancient Rome, they would combine my tinted sap with leeches, ashes, and charred things to make dark hair dye. My juice was also used to make walnut ink, which Rembrandt, Leonardo, and Rubens are said to have used for some of their sketches. The Encyclopedia of Hair will tell you that in 17th century England, the oil expressed from my seed was used as a depilatory, thinning the eyebrows and hairlines of women when that look was in fashion. Now, inexplicably, walnut oil is touted as a baldness cure. Suffice it to say, you might be better off not using me for hair-related purposes. But you humans have found countless other applications for me, including employing my shells as an abrasive cleaning agent used to this day. This was not always a good idea. In 1982, a U.S. Army Chinook helicopter crashed because of walnut shell residue that had blocked the oil jets lubricating the copper's transmission. My favorite inedible function, though, is an investment vehicle. The Chinese regard the finest examples of me the way you might regard jewels or fancy pottery. I can fetch wild sums of money in the East, where swirling a pair of me in your palm is said to stimulate blood circulation. Matching sets can go for more than $30,000. The larger and older I am, the more I'm worth. Think of that the next time you pop a handful of me into your mouth as a snack.